Revelation 17:14 says, Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. We all know it is easy to call Jesus Lord, but it is quite another thing to make him Lord of your life. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" The implication is, if we're not doing the things Jesus said, then he's not really our Lord or our boss. Another passage making this same point is Matthew 7:21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." The fact being, there are going to be many people that thought of themselves as religious in this life, but because they didn't obey God's will, they're going to be left out on judgment day. Likewise, it's easy to believe Jesus is king, but it's quite another thing to serve him as king, submitting to his authority. Many preachers say all you have to do to be saved is believe in Christ. But think back with me to the year 1776. Didn't the 13 colonies believe the King of England existed? Certainly. But did they want to serve that king? Do you see the difference in just believing Jesus is the king and actually serving Jesus as king? John 12:26 requires us to serve Jesus. "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." John 12:26 reminds me of John 14:1-3, where Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So Jesus is in heaven now, preparing a place for those who serve him. We need to ask ourselves this question. Are we living our life in totally committed service to God so we can be there in heaven forever with Christ? Hebrews 5:9 says about Jesus, "He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Another thing Jesus being Lord of lords and King of kings means is that we need to hear him, not Moses or other Old Testament prophets. On the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17:4-5, Peter wanted to build three tabernacles, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, to honor all three. But God interrupted him to say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." God wants us to hear Jesus, not the Old Testament law anymore. Hebrews 7:12 puts it this way, "For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law." So what we've been talking about is the fact that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. And that means we need to submit to the Lord, because Lord means boss. We need to submit to the king. It's not enough just to believe that the king exists. You have to serve the king